Benton's quarterback is a senior, Dominic Hill. He's had a good season so far, and he will have two wide receivers set up wide to the right and two back or one back in the backfield. Hornets are set on defense. St. Joe Benton will have it first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Hill, good size at 6'3". Takes a snap. Looks to keep it. Has some running room up the middle. Gets across the 40 and is tripped up near the 42-yard line. Tackle made by number 12, 14, Jared Lawhoff. Gain of about 7 there for the Benton quarterback, Dominic Hill.
Nice play there, time by Benton. So he's got to stop that, as it's going to bring up a second down and 4.
Hill's in shotgun formation. Two wide receivers set to the right. One back in the backfield. He's going to run the option. He's going to keep it. He's not going to option. He's going across the 50. He's at the Hornet 45. The 40 is Hill. The 35. The 30. Going out of bounds inside the 25-yard line down to about the 21-yard line. Matt Schaefer chasing Hill out of bounds. Dominic Hill with two back-to-back fine runs for this Benton offense.
Oh, boy. First down and 10 at the 22.
Against Savannah, Butch, in game number 5 of the season, Hill carried the ball 15 times for 85 yards and one touchdown. He's in a shotgun formation again, first and 10 at the 21 of Chillicothe. Hill, this time, hands off to Burton. Cooper Burton gets across the 20, breaks two tackles, crosses the 15, is hit hard at about the Hornet 13-yard line by Kyle Ross.
Chillicothe is missing some tackles out there. That's kind of uncharacteristic of this defense. You gotta wrap them up, and we're not doing that right here. We had some success on offense, and now we're broken down a little bit.
Here's Hill. He has Ryle Diadel at his right hip in the backfield. Shotgun formation for Benton. Hill motions Cooper Burton across the backfield. Fakes the handoff to Diadel. Now he pitches out to Diadel. Diadel's at the 10. Diadel's at the 5. Diadel steps in for the touchdown. Five minutes, 2 seconds remains in this first quarter. And I believe that was 4 plays, Butch, on that offensive drive of Benton before they finally put 6 points on the board against Chillicothe.
Yeah, that hurts for our defense to break down like that after the offense played so well.
All right, here's the kicker.
Need to see if we can't block this extra point.
Kicker is Dade Wheeler. Here's a snap. It's put down. Wheeler high kicks it into the uprights. Good. So the score is 7-7. Chillicothe and Benton here at Sparks Field on the campus of St. Joe Benton High School with 5 minutes, 2 seconds remaining in this first quarter. And Butch, this Benton team does not look like a 3-5 team.
No, they didn't on that possession. I mean, they just marched the ball down the field. Their blocking was good. I don't know if it was their offense or our defense just kind of broke down there. We need to correct that, as Chillicothe's offense looked really good on the first possession. So anyway, we're going to get the ball back here and see if we can't put another one of those drives together like that on that first possession. So,
well, back deep is Aaron Baker and D.L. Midget. They'll be standing back at the 10-yard line of the Hornets, awaiting the Dade Wheeler kickoff as we have a tie game 7-7 here at Sparks Field in St. Joe, Missouri. 5:02 still remains first quarter. Short kickoff, end over end, that goes over the second line of receivers of the Hornets and goes out of bounds near the 25-yard line of Chillicothe. And that'll be a penalty and give the Hornets good field position to start their second offensive drive of the night.
Gives Chillicothe the ball on their 35, just like it happened when Chillicothe kicked off. So we'll see if Chillicothe can't take advantage of that and score on this possession.
Cade Snyder comes out to the Hornet huddle. The ball will be placed at the 35-yard line of Chillicothe, where they'll start this drive first and 10. Snyder breaks huddle. Benton gets set with their five-down linemen. Strong line to the left for the Hornets. Counter pitch goes to Midget. Midget crosses the 35. He's up to the 40, where he's brought down immediately at the 40. A gain of about five. Tackle made by Noah Fleshman, a junior linebacker, 6 foot, 185 pounds for the Cardinal defense.
Let's see where they mark it here. It looks like they're going to mark it at the 40, which would be a five-yard gain. But now we've got some sort of discussion going on.
Looks like there's a flag over there on the south sidelines, and they're going to call a holding, Butch, against the Hornets. Their second penalty of the night. Benton is yet to have a penalty, I believe. 4:52 remains first quarter.
They kicked the ball out of bounds, so that counts as a penalty. But that Benton doesn't have a penalty from scrimmage. So, yeah, it's first down and 20. That hurts.
Disler into the ball game for Plummer. He's a split in the backfield with Midget. Baker's flanked tight to the left. Pitch back goes to Disler, the third leading runner on this football team, and Disler gets it up to the Hornet 30-yard line. Still well short of the first down. Matt Garza was in on the tackle, a senior linebacker for the Cardinals defense. Plummer now comes back into the ballgame, replacing Disler, senior for senior there. 4:25 to go, first quarter, 7-7 the score. Chillicothe and St. Joe Benton from Sparks Field. Hayden Major will be wide to the right. Wide to the left is Baker. Snyder back to pass, first time tonight, going to throw the screen. It's caught by Schaefer. Schaefer's at the 30, the 35, stretches it across the 40 to the 41, but he's short of the first down by about 4 or 5 yards still. Curtis Weston on the tackle of the senior, Matt Schaefer.
Nice catch and run.
Matt's first reception of the season there. And now the clock is down to 3:45 remaining in the first. Third down and four for the Hornets at their own 41. Midget and Plummer split in the backfield. Baker flanked wide to the right. Reverse in the backfield to Baker. He's at the 40. He's at the 30, 45. He's got the first down. He crosses the 50. He's brought down at the 49 of Benton.
Nice run that time by Baker.
Noah Fleshman on the tackle, but the chains move again for this Hornet offense.
Nice first down for the Hornets as we got 3:29 to go here in the first quarter. This score is tied, 7-all. Both teams have had the ball one time, and both teams have scored on both possession on their possession.
Disler back into the game for Plummer. He'll be in the backfield with Baker split. Flank tight to the right is Midget. Pitch back goes to Disler. Disler crosses the 45. No, he's hit down right at the 45. He was getting ready to cross that 45, and he was hit hard by Devin Burton. And Matt Garza was also in on the tackle.
Nice gain, though. Gain of about 4 yards on the play. So it'll be second and six. As Chillicothe has the ball in Benton territory at the 45-yard line of Benton.
Second down and six for the Hornets at the Benton 45. Midget this time would be flanked wide to the left. Handoff goes to Baker. Baker's at the 45. Now he's at the 40. He's at the 35, the 30. The 25 gets pushed out of bounds near the 20. Give that man the ball. He is on fire.
Oh, he's making some great cuts and very deceptive running, doing a great job of following his blockers and picks up about 20 yards on that play as he gives Chillicothe another first down. It's down to the 22-yard line of St. Joe Blinton here in the first quarter with 2:39 to go. This score is tied, 7-all.
Entering the ball game tonight, Aaron Baker would carry the ball 35 times for 156 yards, but no rushing touchdowns yet. He's averaging 5 yards a carry. Here's Plummer, the senior fullback, leaps over the 20-yard line, gets down inside the 20, down to about the 17. Tackle made by Noah Fleshman. Butch, do you think that that touchdown, that kickoff return for a touchdown by Aaron has given him new life and confidence to carry that ball?
Well, I think so. I mean, he looks really good carrying the football.
Go ahead.
Some great moves, and as I said, he did a good job following his blocker.
Second and six for the Hornets. Snyder fakes the handoff to Baker, gives it to Midget on the end around, and Midget has stood up short of the 15-yard line at about the 17. We're down under 2 minutes in this first quarter. 7-7 the score, but Chillicothe is threatening once again on their second offensive drive. Tackle made by Dominic Devers.
It's going to bring up a third down. He only picked up a yard on that play. I thought he made more yardage than that.
But I did too.
That's not where they've marked it, so it's going to bring up a third and five.
Just outside the 15-yard line of Benton. Snyder. Snyder's going to keep it. Quarterback sneak. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He lowers his head at the 5 and goes out of bounds near the Benton 5-yard line. Ryel Didel in pursuit of Snyder on that bootleg.
Nice run that time by Cade Snyder. Get that ball out there and get the first down.
Just outside the 5-yard line, Butch. They'll have it first and goal with the Hornet offense. Down to 1:16 remaining in this first quarter. Tied up at sevens. Midget and Plummer split in the backfield. Baker flanked tight to the left. Hand off to Plummer. Plummer slips right at the line of scrimmage. That's the second time tonight, Butch, I've noticed him slipping. I don't know if the grass has already gotten dewy here tonight or what. Bryson Waitkos was on the tackle.
The freshman team played down at Moberly last night, and it was really muddy down there. I don't know. We walked around on the sidewalk, so I don't know what the field's like, but I assume it might be just a little bit muddy out there.
Second and goal for the Hornets at the Benton 5. Three backs in the backfield. Snyder pitches back to Midget. He's sniffing out his second touchdown of the night, and he's brought down from behind at about the 6-yard line. A loss of about a yard there, I believe, by Midget and the Hornet offensive unit. Tackle made by Bryson Waitkos. Also in on the tackle, Yubong Udom.
I love saying that.
You know I do. We're down to 13 seconds remaining. Now 10 seconds as the Hornets appear to be satisfied with going down to the west sideline, end of the field, looking for their second score of the night.
Yeah, let's move it down there. It's a little closer to where we are, Mark.
Yeah.
Not
all
by
right.
much, but a little.
All right, let's take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to exciting Hornets football on the home of the Hornets, KCHI.